have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. She can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Yeah,
you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Ooh. You can make it. Yes, you can.
Nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh,
don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh,
don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Believe in yourself.
Greetings and blessings upon blessings. This is the Tea Time Show with T. Spence and my co-host, Kimmy Kim. On this Tuesday evening, 8 to 9 p.m. Central. So sit back and grab your favorite cup of tea and tune in. Call in if you'd like to participate. 646-564-9842 on the Elation Radio Show.
Hey, Kimmy.
Oh, my goodness. I just love that wonderful.
Israel, you did a great job, T. This is all to you.
Woo-hoo!
Well, we with your guidance, Timmy, you know, I'm doing big things. I'm doing big things. So I appreciate your time and your patience with me with this whole new setup and everything. So, you know, thank you and kudos to you.
No, kudos to you, my sister. So how are you doing on today?
I'm blessed. You know, I say that another day above ground, who am I to complain? Because a lot of people didn't wake up today. So I woke up, you know, I said my prayers and I meditated and, you know, I'm just grounded. So that is a blessing within itself. So I'm happy to be on the show today. I'm happy about our talk and what we're going to be talking about. I'm happy that we're on the show with about sisterhood and still doing sisterhood things. So yes, yes. How are you today?
I'm good, girl. I'm just so thankful for God. He's just simply amazing. So I am ready for this wonderful talk, and let's begin, my sister.
Okay, well, today we are going to be talking about what a woman's worth means. What does that mean to other people? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to me? Hopefully people will call in and we can talk about what it means to them, because everybody has a different perspective on it. You know, I kind of feel like a woman's worth is the totality of who she is. We are more than just our bodies. We are more than just our age and beauty. We are more than just a sexual allure that people see. You know, it's like a high value of woman in many things, but above and beyond, she is a woman who knows her value and only wants people to like her for her and values her too. She owns, loves, and respects herself and knows her life is no less abundant without a man in it or with a man in it, and makes her a high value of a woman. That's a woman's work.
Yes. Yes. And when I think about Ruth, one of the things I love about that, I think about Ruth, Ruth in the Bible. Her story is just simply amazing. She was faithful to her mother-in-law, even after her husband passed away. And her mother-in-law, Naomi, gave her the opportunity to go back to the Moabites. But she says, I'm going to stay with you. And so with that being said, she trusted the Lord based off of Naomi's, strength. And so one thing I love about Ruth, she displayed compassion, unfailing devotion, respect, grace, honesty, integrity, generosity, wholesomeness, virtue, honor, and kindness. And those things are needed every day because sometimes, you know, the world can get to us, and some books like Ruth and Proverbs 31, 10 to 34 reminds us that no matter what we are faced with, that God is still with us. Because this is one thing I love about the first verse in Proverbs 31. It tells us the importance of what is a virtuous woman, right? And I love this chapter because each day I try my best to, you know, see that. And it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. You just mentioned that we are more than our bodies. We are more than what we look on the outside. But most importantly, we are more beautiful inside. So I concur what you just said.
Absolutely. Like, yes, I also read up on it and did my, you know, reading and did my research because I am that type of person, you know. So, yeah, in the Bible, in Proverbs 31, it defines a virtuous woman as one who leads her home with integrity, discipline, and more. All the virtues she practices and are aimed at making her husband's life, teaching her children, and serving the Lord.
And that is what's so beautiful about the virtuous woman. Don't get me wrong, it's hard. It just seems so, you know, it seems so much of who we are called to be women. We are soft. We are kind. We are gentle. And nothing likes to be that pillar for the husband, you know, so that, you know, while he's out there in the merchant field providing for the home, we are what we're called to do, which is to honor him. And he loves us as Christ loved the church. And another thing I love about this chapter, it says in 30, it says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. So a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. So a woman that continue on honoring the Lord, a woman that continue on, you know, praising him, she is going to be forever praised throughout her entire family, because whatever she does, even if it's like a cousin or someone who sees her, they can mimic her and say, whoa, she is so beautiful inside and out. No matter what she has been through, she continue on pressing towards a high calling mark. She doesn't allow things to get to her because she is a virtuous woman. And so, don't get me wrong, God reminds us that we will have to face trials and tribulations, but he also reminded us that he would never place more on us than we can bear. And the virtuous woman is a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying, T? I just love this work.
Yes,
you know, we are worthy.
Absolutely. We are worthy. And, you know, what God says about a woman is she's more precious than jewels, and nothing you can desire can compare to her. The good news is women are more valuable than some of the most precious items on earth. So we need to treat them well and care for them, and they will return with love. Like, that is so strong, and that is so knowing, and that, you know, a lot of people don't know their worth. They let the system beat them down. They let people beat them down. They let men beat them down, and they don't know their value, which is, you know, really in this generation, it's sad because we have a lot of strong women out there, and that's why I love having this show, because we bond through sisterhood, and that's what this show is about, being with one another, being with sisterhood, and being able to take it to the next level and treat each one like they are our equals, and one is not above the other.
Please don't get it twisted. We're not saying that we don't need you guys. We are all independent, but what we're trying to do is build each other up, so when God bless us with our husbands, we will be ready for him as we glean in the field. And it has nothing to do tearing down the men. No, this is just basically, you know, edifying one another in love. And we're called to love each other. So that is what this platform is all about. We don't men bash. We don't do any of those things. We respect you and honor you. And so you said something very, that was profound. A lot of us don't know our worth, you know. And how do they gain that worth?
To have a support system, and it needs to be a support system of other women. I mean, men can build you up, but women, we have that softer side. We have that nurturing side. We have that side that we need to get from other women because they know what the other woman is going through. We can't do it by ourselves. It's hard to be a woman and growing up in this world by ourselves, like being a motherless child. That is a hard thing to do and to get through, and not have that nurturing growing up and having that woman show us how to be a woman, to be a lady, and then be that woman that everybody wants to be and needs to be, and you shine. And you shine and you know your worth.
Yes, and concur again. I love it. Because when we edify one another, we build each other up because we're called to be a family. You know, the body of Christ is family. And why not support one another? I mean, God says if we don't love our brothers and sisters who we see every day, how can we love those who we don't? How can we love him who we don't see? So you just said something. Girl, I think our guest is on. Do you want to bring her on, or should we continue on?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about her. Her name is Jacqueline Charles, and she has her own network, Women Are Worthy. And we have give claps for her. Give claps for her. Because she is phenomenal. She is doing big things in this world, and she gives back in so many ways. And she's been through so much that she pulled herself up by her bootstraps, and she keeps on going, and she is such a positive force. So please let her in so she can chime in on what we're talking about. Hi, Jacqueline. Are you there?
Hi, y'all. How y'all queen doing?
We're great. We're great.
I like her already, T. You are right.
Yeah. You see, she said queens. You see, she said queens, you know, because she knows about that. She lives, she talks the way she talks, and she walks the way she walks. So I am so, you know, I'm glad that she took the time because she's a busy, busy woman. So I'm glad she took the time to come on the show today.
Amen, 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 amen. I love it. I love it. So,
Jacqueline,
my sister,
tell us
welcome.
What you think, well, yeah. Yeah, tell us what you think a woman's worth is, Jacqueline.
Well, first of all, a woman needs to understand what the word worth means. You know, because so often nowadays we call each other queens, 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 and people don't understand the definition of a queen because sometimes you could be a princess and you walking around thinking you a queen and there's different levels to this. You know what I'm saying? So you first
Absolutely.
Have to know your worth and what your worth is. So I'm all about definitions and things like that. And a woman first needs to know who she is before she know what her worth is. You know what I'm saying? So once you know who you are and whose you are, then you begin to figure out, what am I worthy? You know, no pun intended. Am I worthy? And we're all worthy. We are all worthy. So I want to put that out there to everyone. We are all worthy. So for me, a woman's worth is first identifying who I am and whose I am, and then the process begins.
I really concur with that as well, because you have to know who you are. And my work became I received my confirmation of who I am when I start studying, you know, the world would tell me this, but the word says this, because you're doing so much to please the world, and it's never too much. And so I had to, you know, get on my knees and ask God, what is that definition? And then he led me to Luke, he led me to Esther, he led me to Proverbs 31:10. And you're right, my sister, you have to know who you are. I really believe that.
Because the world will make you feel like you're not worthy. The world, you watch Fifth Avenue, you got to be a size 2 or size 0. You watch other shows, you have our people bleaching their skins to be lighter. You have the lighter ones trying to get darker. You know, you can get so confused. So you have to tune out the outside voice and start going inside. Pull that inside outside.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, because without women in our lives, the world would just wouldn't be the same. Jesus was brought into the world to be a strong and show us strong women. Even at the beginning of humanity, God put a woman on earth to accompany man. They say in the Bible verses about women that show their strength time and time again during hardship. Life's most fearful moments and in the happiest times are with women. So we can't negate that. We can't negate that, and we can't look at it in a different spectrum, because the Lord created us, and he created us in such a facet that, you know, we can't just be one simple thing. We are so many things, and I don't think that women take enough time to look at themselves, know who they are, and figure out who they are before they step out into the world.
That's true, that, you know, true that, because if you think about it in the Bible, behind every man, okay, it's a woman who's helped. You know, you if you think about it from, you know, just go through the Bible and you always find some woman, and we have that Esther. So I'm loving y'all. I'm loving what y'all talking about. I'm digging them.
See, it takes one to know one, like you just said. I know, right? This is a nettle for you. And like you said, when you know who you are and who you are in the Lord, it is amazing. So that is for you.
Well, you know, because God made woman in his image for a special reason. And the word of the Lord reminds us of this fact each and every day through specific verses and stories passed down of powerful women such as Mary, Rachel, Rebecca, Ruth, and more. I mean, these leaders, mothers, and faith-filled forces are spiritually guided during their lifetimes and their inspirations for us women today. We got to look towards scripture and verses and important figures next time you want to remind yourself of how much a woman can accomplish, especially with power. Look at your faith and look at behind you and what you've achieved.
Amen.
But the problem world that we have today is the minute you go through something and you overcome it, it's something else. So you don't have that
right.
time to respect and say, oh my God, I just went through this and overcame this. We're so busy, there's always something next. And so you don't get a chance to even pat yourself on the back. And if I can say something,
right.
you know, your listeners is, oh, take the time to celebrate the small things. You know, celebrate whatever you may seem small or big, because that's subjective, but celebrate your wins. Take the time to celebrate your wins. You wake up every morning, you survive COVID. That's a win, baby girls. That's a win. So clap, celebrate. Don't be thinking like, oh my God, thank God it's Friday. No, you got to say, thank God it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay?
Right. I know I talked to you about that. I talked to you about that I don't feel like I give myself enough credit because I'm always on to the next struggle. I don't pat myself on the back for what I just achieved, that I got through the day, that I got through that issue. I'm just like, okay, I got through that struggle. Where's the next one? Let me get through this. It's always something else, and I don't give myself enough credit for what I've been through.
And we got to, and I don't want to, you know, I'm just here to, now what I'm starting to do is, like, I have my name tag, and on my name tag, I'm not putting CEO, CFO, public speaker. I'm now putting in training, because when you go to places, you know, and you see students or whatever, you see things like student nurse in training, I'm in training for life. So I don't want to look at and use the words, because I'm all about affirmation and saying things correctly. Not correctly, saying things, you know, breathing life into what I'm saying. So I don't want to look at things as a struggle, because everything that I go through, whether it's good or it's a challenge, it's teaching me something so I can graduate to the next level of my life. You know, so these are the things. So whenever you overcome something, always celebrate. I don't care if it's wine. I don't care if it's whatever it is. Celebrate it. Take the time. Call a couple of girlfriends so they can say congratulations. You can do a Zoom wine, Zoom juice, green juice, whatever it is you need to do. You've got to celebrate, because this is where you put balance in your life. You got it. That's good for your mental and your psyche.
Yeah, because
that
I'm still
so
reminded.
That is so true.
I'm going to go back to what you guys just said in the Bible with Proverbs 31:25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. And she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her goodness, and say, wow, believe in this as well. And I really believe that a woman's worth is important to her husband as well, because when a man finds a woman, finds a wife, not a woman, a wife, he finds a good thing. And so that is why I love coming on to podcasts like this. And then we got a next podcast at 9 o'clock called The Voice with Apostle Smith at 9 Central Standard Time. He brings it on. And so when we understand who we are in him, we have to be celebrated, because when a good man finds his wife, he finds a good thing. That's what the Lord said. So I love, hey, I drink wine, so I don't think there is anything wrong with wine. So I want to find me a nice glass
not.
Of wine. And what's your favorite tea, my sister? What's your favorite tea? Jacqueline, what's your favorite tea?
Yes. All about it. And, you know, and they talk about woman's worth is the totality of who she is. You know, if we start thinking that way, we would stop the haterade. Because forget about the men for a moment. If we know our worth, just think about it. You'd have more confidence. You'd have that, you know, like when you put on your clothes and you look good and you're like, damn, I look good. If we knew our worth was like that, we would not be envying another woman. We would not be the crabs in a barrel. We would be some bad behind ladies. And that's why we put our women's worth. What's our worth?
Absolutely. Yes, because also in Proverbs it says she's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithfulness. Instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Many women do noble things, but you suppress them all. You suppress them all. But why? Mm. You should not, like, you
because
should live in the
she
glory
knows
of
her
it. Yeah. She knows her worth. She knows her worth.
Now you see why my platform and my company is called Women Are Worthy. Because we are
I like
tell
that.
Us about your platform. Talk to us about your platform. Tell us about you and what you have got going on. Because I'm telling you, girl, she is a bad one. A force to be reckoned with. Come on, Jackie.
Come on. Come on, Jackie.
Real recognizes real. Well, you know, I started this journey because I'm a guy's girl. I was a girl dad or whatever. Didn't like women because I was betrayed and, you know, went through a whole bunch of mess with women in my family. So I didn't want nothing to do with women. But God brought it to me that I have to, you know, I'm a survivor of sex trafficking and survivor of, you know, near rape due to my sister trying to sell my virginity, yada, yada, yada. And through great therapy, and y'all know black folks don't like doing therapy, but this black girl here, yeah, baby, I need some therapy because I don't look good with my hair corn braided all the way back and wearing orange jumpsuit, okay? That kind of orange that you're wearing in jail does not fit my complexion. So I said, okay, let's go seek therapy. So so I decided to create, I got sick and tired of when I'm mentoring young kids, they're telling me Beyonce, Jay-Z, Lady Gaga is their role model. No disrespect to them, but I'm like, wait a minute. We have people in our community that are doing great things, and they're celebrities too because they write a check saying, well, they don't give their autographs. Yes, you do, because if you sign a check, that's an autograph. So I said, let me start working and getting to know women, get into my femininity, start showing other women because you can talk it, you can walk it, but if you're not talking it and walking it at the same time, you ain't doing crap. So I said, let me start in my community and, you know, let me see how this works. And it's been exploding. You know, the movement, it's not a company, it's a movement and a lifestyle. So I wanted to just bring women together. I don't care what you are, if you're a woman, I don't care if it's surgically enhanced. If you got a vagina and you're positive, come on down my way. And if you're looking to be positive, come on down my way. Let's celebrate each other. Let's love on each other. And let's take care of each other because that's what they used to do back in the day in Africa. The women took care of each other, you know. So that's basically what I do. You know, I do speaking engagements and things. But my love, when you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. I just love what I do, spreading joy, because I'm allergic to negativity. I break out in negativity. I don't do the gossip stuff. So, and they don't have a vaccine for the negativity right now, so I just break out and hide. So I'm all about spreading love and joy, and just that's what I'm about. I love my women. I love my women. I love seeing women doing their things, and I love seeing women overcome things. You know, because if you're going through something, we should develop a network. We should have a network if someone wants to do a business. Everybody has their own business. If I'm in marketing, I help your business. If you're a banker, you help my business. We should be circulating our money together. You know, that's what we really need to be doing. You know, if we're going to talk about economic development, that's what we need to be doing. We don't need to be going to the banks and all that kind of stuff. You get 20 women together, one's a banker, one's this, one's that, you know, and we network within that network. We spend money with each other. A woman says she can't pay her rent or mortgage because her husband ran away and took the money. We should be able to help her. You know what I'm saying? Without her going to the
system. That's beautiful.
That's what we need to do. We don't do it, and that's why we are, some women don't know how, where their money is coming from. You always got to have a side hustle.
my 9 to 5. They can come in and tell you, bye, see ya, I'm full of beef, but we ain't got your money. Always have a side hustle. Always, we should always think about economic development, our economic development. We are nurturers. We birth nations. So if we're going to birth nations, we need to fund the nations. Look, don't get me started, y'all.
Now,
I'm not mad at you.
I'm not mad at you getting started. Jacqueline, you tell me that your sister, who you have known all your life, sold you to sex trafficking. This sounds like a joke story. So how did you overcome that? How did you get through that? I mean, sex trafficking is a deadly business, and some girls don't get out alive.
He first sold my virginity, and by the grace of God, God let me escape that because the guy was like, I paid for it, and I'm like, what you talking about, you know? And it's so funny because a lot of people would ask me on Facebook that I'm always smiling, but I'm always happy. Have I always been like that? I didn't even get to answer the question. People who knew me when I was younger, they all answered the question, and they were shocked to see that I was going through all of this, you know, from my stepmom to my sister and aunt. They were shocked that I was going through pain, and I never, you know, I didn't look like I was going through pain, you know. So for me, God was always in my life, and I wasn't spiritual as I am now. I didn't know that God was guiding me. I would hear something talk to me, and I would talk back to, quote unquote, an imaginary friend. Didn't realize it was the Spirit. It was my angel. It was God talking to me, telling me I was going to overcome this. I mean, I've seen death. I've seen a lot of stuff being out in the street. And I realized, because I mentioned that when I got out of it, I was coming out like a Dirty Harry. I was gonna do folks some stuff. But God's like, vengeance is mine. I'll take care of it. He found me a great therapist. I said, I want a therapist, and this is the type of therapist I'm looking for. Because what happened was I suppressed it. I forgot all about this stuff. And it wasn't until I was in Georgia that I went to therapy, and she unlocked all of this. And when she unlocked all of this, I almost had a nervous breakdown. I had a great career. Almost had a nervous breakdown, was getting panic attacks, didn't know why I was getting these panic attacks. Things was happening in Georgia where I live. It was like the number one place for sex trafficking. And at that time, when I was going through it, it wasn't called sex trafficking. And then I never understood when this would come on the news, what's going on with me. And I started to put two and two together, like, this is something's wrong with me. And I went to my therapist, and we talked and talked and talked. She unlocked that door, that memory. And everything came out, everything. I mean, you know, it almost killed me because I didn't realize I was suppressing so much because I know how to compartmentalize certain things. I can do it. I mean, there can be a death and I can still go to work and work. Now I don't do things like that because you suppress it when it comes to, for me, it got, you know, issues with high blood pressure because I was suppressing all these things being an empath. So now I deal with head on. But, yeah, your family, people talk about your friends. Your family, and I don't give my family any breaks just because your family and your friends, So I've learned to distance myself, and because of that, I didn't like women because I'm like, if my own family can do that, why wouldn't, you know, friends, you know, treat me wrong? So because of that, I hated all women. I hated them. You can come over to me, and I'm walking away from you. I chose male-dominated careers because of that. But by the grace of God, when I tell you God, I'm like, he brought me not just over it, through it, around it. He was always there talking to me, and I had no idea. I'm like talking to myself and responding. Didn't realize it was God. So I understand the burning bush. So I've forgiven them, and I've gone. What I've done, what I've chosen to do also is go back in my life and reach back to people that have helped me that didn't realize they helped me and thank each and every one down to my fourth grade and sixth grade teacher.
Wow.
Powerful.
Did you ever talk to your sister again after this? Did she ever apologize? Were you ever able to get any type of, like, closure?
No, because we tried talking about it, and she just doesn't want to talk about it. And because of that, she wants to have that sister relationship, but I told her, no, we can't have that relationship because I'm one of those, you know, I'm the elephant in the room. I confront things. That's just me. That's how I'm known, you know, throughout my life and in my family as I got older. She wanted to, like, you know, like, oh, nothing ever happened. It's gumdrops, and I'm not doing that. So, the, like, interviews like this, it my family likes to – was like a Cosby kind of a thing, no pun intended. And when I talk about things like this, it embarrasses them. So it's my truth, and I don't care. So there's eight of us, and I'm really, really closer to my three brothers. Sisters and I really don't have a relationship. I love them. But in order for me to remain sane, it's good for them to stay on their side of town. I stay on mine.
Wow.
I live in Florida. Yes. I've created my own family. Because, see, the thing is, my sister is not my family. She's my sisters are my relatives. We're related by DNA. I've created a family, which is way deeper and much better. So that's what I've created. Lovely women, lovely men, things like that. And so that's what I do, and that's what has – I love it. And when people meet me, they see my personality. So I don't have this thing like, well, why don't my sister love me, and what is my family? I used to. I ain't gonna lie. I used to, but not anymore, because I realized I am worthy. I am beautiful. I am gorgeous. I want to be my best friend.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yep.
She has come full circle. Like, she knows who she is, and she knows her worth. And, you know, and I had her, I interviewed her for my show, and I can't wait for the interview to come out, because she was such a strong force. And, you know, I got off the phone after talking to her and was like, oh my gosh, like, I haven't felt like that, and a woman hasn't touched me that deep, and we are on the same accord on a lot of different things that, you know, that I am so, like, in awe of everything she's been through and has come out of it. Like, I've come out of a lot of things, and she's still headstrong. She still knows what she wants. She does what she wants, and she makes it happen. And she has a beautiful husband, and they've been married forever. So, you know, it did not douse her shine. It did not hold her back. It kept her moving, growing, evolving, changing, and making her the woman that she is on her Women Are Worthy network.
Ladies, I'm here to tell you. Let me tell you, when God, what's for you is for you. Today I had an event that I went to, and if a microphone's in the room, I don't care who's in the room, right? So I'll just take this quick little story. 2 weeks ago, someone invited me to an event, and they said Ambassador Young's going to be there and his wife. So I'm like, okay. So my husband goes upstairs in the attic, and he pulls out this old poster. This poster is like from the 80s. Yeah, late 80s. So it's a poster with Andrew Young when he's running for mayor. And so my husband's like, if you get a hold of Andrew Young, see if you can get him to sign it. So, you know, I get to the place, and they're like, no one could be able to speak to him and talk to him. And I'm like, you must not know who I am. So I'm like, I'm not even worried. And the poster is a huge poster. I had to get one of those lawn chair covers when you go into tailgate parties. That's what I had to put the poster in. That's how big the poster was. So I'm like, so I'm speaking to his Secret Service person, and, you know, and the guy's like, no, you can't. And I'm like, okay. So I speak to this other lady. She's like, no, you can't. I said, okay, because when you tell me no, I'm going to get it done. So somehow I saw his wife, and I went over to his wife because, thank God, by the name of my company, people want to speak to me. So I said, hi, introduced myself. So I told her. She's like, of course I'll get my husband, Andy, to do it. So I bring the poster over to him. And when I tell you, this man looked like he wanted to cry because it was his 90th birthday. And don't get me wrong, his security people looked like they wanted to kill me, okay? So it was his 90th birthday, and I have a video of him look, because he said, who's this young fella? I said, the same seasoned. I said, that's the younger version of you. That's the chicken. You the salt, the pepper, the paprika. That's who you are, okay? So that's the younger version of you. The I said, you, that's not a young man. That's unseasoned. You're the seasoned. So his wife is like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. Thank you. And he signed it, and I took a video of him looking at it, reminiscing at the poster and signing the poster. Don't tell me I can't speak to whoever I say I want to speak to. That ain't going to happen. So I'm saying, ladies, don't let anyone tell you no. Don't let anyone, you know, diminish your flame, whatever it is. You've gone through something, and I'm not saying don't cry about it. I'm not saying that. But make sure you have your village of people that's going to lift you up. Because I've attempted suicide. I've attempted all that stuff. So I'm not going to say I'm born like this. I've had suicidal thoughts, depression, and all that kind of stuff. So I know when it's time, if I feel my vibration getting low, I know who to call. I call my village because I'm constantly, you know, cashing checks and knowing sometimes they don't deposit in my bank. So I let people know you can't keep cashing the check and not depositing the bank because the check's going to bounce. And if I bounce, you're going to have a problem. So we have to make when you're pouring, people come to you and you writing a check, make sure those same people is depositing back in your bank account. There's nothing wrong with saying, okay, you got to evaluate your circle. Every year in September, I write a list down from everyone in my phone. I got a lot of call friends. If they have not fulfilled, feed me, finance me, or lift me up, or, you know, whatever, if they have not done that, they get a letter in November. Let them know, okay? And if they don't change, January 1st, baby, delete, block, and move on.
Wow.
Hey, man.
Yeah, because you
got to
have a good...
It's
about a support system. And if you don't have a good support system, how can you grow? You got to talk to somebody. You got to, like, you know, get some of that pressure off your chest. You can't always be in your mind. And, you know, it's about mental health. It's about mental guidance. It's about mental wellness. So, you know, it's good to have those people. And as she said, if you have not checked on her, if you have not, you know, helped her out, if you're not looking for her or financing or anything like that, you know, you're not worthy of being in her circle. And I understand that because my circle is as small as a Cheerio. Mm-hmm. And I like it like that because it helps me and it lets me know who has helped me, who is there, who I can count on and who I can go to in my doubt, in my needs, in my wants, and they can uplift me. Like, me and Kimmy have been friends since, like, 86, 85. We're college roommates. So, you know, we have been in each other's lives.
We're not that old. 98.
Okay, I'm sorry. 98. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little off. We did the college thing together. So, you know, we know a lot about one another. So we feed off one another. And she's helped me out in a lot of ways that I do appreciate. You know, sometimes people lose touch, but you come back in touch for a reason. People are in your life for a reason or a season, and you just have to know which it is.
And there's nothing wrong with demanding, because I tell people, when people say, well, what you bring into the table, I'm like, damn it, I am the table. I don't have to bring, I am, okay? So I'm a whole buffet, smorgasbord, I am the table. So I know what I bring. And I'm telling you, when you start walking like that and talking like that, things come. We had an event today that I attended, and we had the CEO of Chick-fil-A there. And me being me, you know I'm going to get in that circle. And it was just so amazing that one of his VPs heard me speak, and he had this, when I tell you, I feel like crying, because sometimes I'm like, sometimes you have that imposter syndrome, and I do suffer from that sometimes. I'm going to keep it real. And I'm saying to myself, I'm like, oh, my God, the man's like, I heard you speak. He had a woven leather bracelet on his arm, and it said love. And he said, Ms. Charles, you exude love. He took off that bracelet, put it on my hand. I said, look, sir, I am in a monogamous relationship. We are not going to be in a polygamous relationship. You are asking me for my hand in marriage. I had the whole room dying when I said that. just to see, he's like, it's leather, and he's like, I want to talk. He's like, oh, my God. I mean, I wanted to cry. I'm like, oh, my God, you're taking that off your hand? He's like, yes. He's like, you exude love. I said, I agree with you now, but, dang, you didn't have to take that off your arm. You know, so it made me feel good. And just thinking about it now just bring tears to my eyes. For him to, I'm like, it's like when a man's proposing to you. And I said, look, I'm married to one man. I can't handle two. But if I take thee as my wedded husband. It was so funny. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so with my nutty self. But everyone was laughing. So you have to.
Well, he saw something in you. He saw
yes.
something in you that, you know, a lot of people see. And you walk around with grace, and you walk around with confidence. And with that, other people see that, and they're drawn to that. They're drawn to your shine. They're drawn to your glow. So he got to see that, and then he rewarded you in a way that you weren't, you know, it just kind of took you aback, and that is a beautiful thing.
Saying, you know, if you walk the right path, you're going to fall. It's not, and it's true what they say. It's not when you fall, it's how you get back up. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like when you're looking cute and you're falling and you try to pretend you didn't fall, that kind of thing, you know, because like I was telling
right.
you, I'll do myself. And sometimes, Miss Kimmy, my eyelashes, I'm talking to interviewing folks, and I'm like, why my eyelash feel this way? My eyelashes, I rip off the eyelash, and I'm like, look. And I'm like, you could have said, and I say right in the middle of the interview, I like, you know, go off script. I'm like, wait a minute. You knew my eyelash? What kind of girlfriend are you? You saw my eyelash coming off, and you didn't
come on now.
Please. I call it the
That's why sisters will look out for each other. You just confirmed it. A sister will look out for another sister. And that's why the circle is small, because we have to keep in mind that Jesus only had 12 disciples. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But y'all are doing your thing. Y'all are doing it, girls. Y'all are doing
it. I just love your spirit. She is so amazing. You are right. We have
I
to
told
give her
you.
And a clap.
I told you.
I mean... But I need to know, my sister, what is your favorite tea? It's tea time with Tea Spence. What is your favorite tea? Cup of tea.
Oh, my favorite cup. You mean the Tea Spence, or are you talking about tea that you actually drink?
The
that
tea.
You
what,
drink.
What is your favorite cup of tea that you drink? TEA.
Oh, well, the brand is Yogi, and I like
okay.
ginger tea. Lemon ginger tea, and I make most of my teas anyway, but I like lemon ginger, anything that's, because, okay, I'm vegan, so I'm holistic, so anything that's going to feed my body, any tea, as long as it doesn't have caffeine, because y'all would think I'm on caffeine.
I'm sorry, I love my caffeine.
If I do caffeine, y'all would have to cut the show and, like, you too hyper, you all over the place. I'm allergic to caffeine, and I'm not allowed to have caffeine because caffeine
okay.
ruins me. I'm all over the place, okay? So I'm like, no, not even decaf. No caff. No caff.
Wow.
What I'm going to do, so for me, any tea that's good, whether it's lavender, ginger, anything that's, I love tea. That's one of my things that I love. I love tea. So there isn't a tea that I won't drink. You know, I love chai tea. But anything that's good, as long as it's peppermint, anything, I love calming teas because you can see I'm hyper as heck. So anything calming or whatever, I love. I love all teas. I don't do like the Lipton teas. I like herbal teas.
Mm, I like that. Taking mm-hmm. care of yourself
yeah.
as well.
She's a variety.
Wow.
She's a variety. Yeah.
I have some ladies that I met. I met some ladies, and it was only family, and we walked 6 miles. I was walking 6 miles a day until certain things that I'm doing. I can't walk with them, but I'll go to the gym. We have this community of Asians that they do things together, and they don't let non-Asians in. And I am the only person they let in because I said, you're going to be my friend. I don't care what y'all say. So they let me in. They were talking their language, and later on they were so impressed. They're like, okay, you can be a part of what we're doing. you know. So I'm like, you're going to be my friend whether you want it or not, okay? So they're like, but we only have Asians, Korean, Chinese, Vietnamese. I said, and I'm humanese. What's the difference? So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. I love that. So we are on the brief of our of the end of the show. You have to come back, sister, because your story is so amazing, because you're telling me you went through all of that and you still got this joy. You're married now and you're still uplifting sisters. You are truly a servant of the Most High. And like, once again, me and my friend Tina, we've been through thick and thin, and that's all my sisters. I mean, we need each other. We need to continue on, you know, supporting one another. And how can people reach out to you if they would love for you to share your story?
They can reach out to me via my email address is women, WOMENRARE Worthy at gmail.com. And they can, my website is Jacqueline Charles, JACQLYN Charles. And my Instagram and Facebook is The Women Are Worthy Network, Women Plural RARE Spelled Out Network, The Women Are Worthy Network. So, you know, they can reach out email, social media, TikTok, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, like I said, we have to live like this. Now this is our new, this is our new normal. So I'm not trying to have whatever else, but it's past the virus, corona. Nah, corona, you ain't coming over here. You're not welcome. So keep it moving.
Well, T, I pass it back to you.
Yes,
you?
Ma'am.
Ooh, I cannot say anything else.
See?
All I can say is my.
Yes, this was a good show.
For those of you that are listening, please follow these sisters because, again, they're all about uplifting. They're all about edifying. And here we go. We have two sisters, two melanin sisters working, you know, sharing each space, sharing spaces with each other. They've been friends together. Just listen to their program because I'm telling you, they bring us, they doing some great things. So that's all I, you know. That's all
we need to, we may need to do a book together. Bunch of sisters who we get along with and share our story. You know, can come.
You never know.
Yes.
Yeah, you
we
never
a
know what's next. Opportunities are out there. So when one door shuts, you know, another door opens, and you got to walk through it. You got to know that it's there by the grace of God.
Look, I'm
Amen.
Jamaican.
So.
I'm Jamaican, so 99 jobs, okay?
Yeah, she's Jamaican and Cuban. Yeah, she's got all these
oh
jobs. She's all over the place. So that's why I was happy that I could get her on here because I know she's so busy. She's got a
I
lot
feel
going
like a
on.
Jamaica then. I feel like a Jamaican then. You know, we may have Jamaican in us. You know, we've been, you know, spread abroad with so many different, you don't know what's in us.
Yeah,
because
Kimmy Kim, she produces so many shows. Yeah, you produce so many shows on, you know, Elation Radio. It's like she's always producing something. She's always got different guests. She's always, you know, evolving and changing. And I'm blessed that she pulled me on this platform, and I'm happy
oh
that
my
she's
goodness.
My co-host now. I'm happy she's my co-host.
My sister. Do you really think that we're going to let her really do that? I mean, she is doing the same thing. I mean, she has so many things going on. She's writing, she's producing, voiceover. I mean, we all, that's what I'm saying. It's amazing how God gives us multiple paths and we do them all well. So I'm just going to pass it back over to T. And my sister, we got to keep in touch with you. You're welcome. I mean, oh, wow. I'm just still all about the story. That is all.
Okay. Well, Kimmy, we are going to have you. What did you say, Jackie?
Not that I'm all about supporting women and sharing because that's what we need to do. You share and other women will realize they can do the same thing. So I'm here. I'll always make my schedule available because this is important. So, you know, T knows how to get in touch with me. And, you know, like I said, I'm here, you know. And T, I forgot to tell you, when we got off the show, one of my judges called me and told me the adoption is approved. So we are related now.
So that part right there,
oh, wow.
That part right there, it's set in stone. She stamped it, and I'm part of the S-A-M-I-L-Y. How about that?
Amen.
I am
Amen.
Not mad at that. Well, Kimmy, we are going to have you pray us out. How about that? You going to do that for me?
Sure. Well, Father God, thank you once again for this wonderful show, Father. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to know the power of sisters coming together. Sisterhood is important, Father God, and we do it all with humility and love and respect from you, Father, and we love you. We praise you. Thank you for my sister, T. Thank you for Jacqueline for sharing her wonderful story. Wow, that has to take so much because you have to revisit that story, and I just love her joy. It is so contagious. So, Father God, continue on. Give us more wisdom and knowledge in your Son, Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The church said amen. Amen. Ashe.
Well, tune in to us next Tuesday at 8, 9 Central Time, and we will have another topic at hand. And stay blessed, if nothing less.
Peace and blessings.
Take me a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm